The Victorian Government has announced a Royal Commission into Crown Resort's suitability to hold a gaming licence. This is for Crown's Melbourne Gaming Casino. Latest probe comes in the wake of damning findings from the New South Wales regulator's money laundering inquiry. New South Wales Greens MP Jamie Parker is campaigning to have Crown permanently denied a licence to operate in Sydney following the recent denial of a gaming licence for its new casino in Barangaroo. Rob Osborne has more.
New South Wales Greens MP for Balmain, Jamie Parker, is convinced that Crown should not be allowed to hold a gaming licence. I asked him to explain why.
The inquiry made it clear that they weren't suitable to hold a licence. Allegations of money laundering, connections to organised crime and criminality. It's clear that as a company, their processes, their procedures and their behaviour meant that they simply should not have that licence.
You have some concerns about the original planning processes and have questioned their legitimacy. Can you explain that?
The Barangaroo Casino was a result of what was called an unsolicited bid, and that meant that the developer came to the government, to that publicly owned waterfront land, and proposed to the government that they build their casino there with no tender, with no open process, and the government delivered that to Crown as well as the second casino licence. It was a deal cooked up at Alan Jones's house with the former Premier and people from Crown Casinos. Absolutely unacceptable that public waterfront land could be delivered to a company like that without even a public tender.
You've also expressed concern in the past about Crown's record of political donations. Can you just explore that issue?
Well, Crown are masters at manipulating both major political parties. It's no surprise that both Labor and Liberal teamed up to grant Crown the second casino licence in New South Wales when they had committed to only give one licence, and that was the Star. But through hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in political donations, over the years Crown has got access and influence, and we can see that today, writ large on that beautiful piece of public waterfront land where they have a casino that broke all the planning rules without a public tender, and their political power can be seen through the power of their political donations.
Figures published by the Australian Electoral Commission Transparency Register show that every year for the past 20 years, Crown Resorts has donated over $87,000 to both the Liberal and Labor parties. Tim Costello is the chief advocate for the Alliance for Gambling Reform, and he shares the concerns about the influence of political donations.
So what we've got is a tender process that didn't happen, so Crown just got literally given the licence, so no one else allowed to bid. By the way, that happened just 3-4 months after James Packer's mother, Ros Packer, had given the largest gift ever to the New South Wales Liberal Party, $500,000.
Commissioner Bergin's report refers to the introduction of a cashless electronic gambling card. How would that improve the situation?
Well, enormously, what we saw at Crown was Aldi bags stuffed full of cash, never properly investigated, though Andrew Wilkie released that video and spoke about it in Parliament. And what Patricia Bergin said is we've got to get cash out. We have to know the identities of those who are gambling, particularly high rollers. And she added, we've got to get cash out of suburban pokies. What we know is your big-time crims launder their money at Crown and casinos, your suburban crims launder their money at pokies. And in New South Wales, you can load up $7,500 in one go, play for 5 minutes, maybe have $7,000 left, go and get a check from the bar for $7,000, and you're done. So a cashless card reveals the identity, protects the community from money laundering, which is really about crime. Money laundering is just code word for crime.
Tim Costello, Chief Advocate for the Alliance for Gambling Reform, ending that report from Rob Osborne.